You don't possess an atmosphere that will overrule all atmospheres? You're surrounded by negative talkers and backbiters and yik-yakers, and you got nothing positive to say?
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on May 21st, 2025, and is titled, Man's Church or God's? So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Because silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give you. What happens when you begin to not give the things of man, but give the things of God? Is there a chance that Jesus be revealed in those situations when you share the things of God and not the things of man? What happens when Jesus is revealed? Now people have a choice. You just experienced Jesus. Now what are you going to do about it? They're not going to get it all on the first swing. After I got born again, I looked back on my life at the many times Jesus intervened in my life. I mean, some of these stories Robin probably wouldn't even remember, and some of them I don't know that I ever told her. I remember Jesus visiting me when I was a little kid in my bedroom. I remember him telling me about my life. Now, 60 years later, 50-something years later, he was right. I was just a little kid. I didn't know what that looked like. I knew Jesus existed. I'd experienced him many times. Most of the time, I didn't even know it was him. My mind was so dull, I wouldn't have any idea. Didn't have anybody around me to say, hey, that's the Lord. Oh, hey, simmer down. Here, have a beer. Until the last time that he needed to reveal himself. And the first thing I wanted him to do was forgive me. It's the first thing you're going to want to do when you meet Jesus. Is you're going to want him to forgive you because he's the only one that can. And when I got that mess all kind of took care of, took me a little bit, a few days, maybe longer. I wanted to follow him. But I wanted to get to know him. Who's this guy that just forgave me? Who's this guy that made me feel like this? How'd this happen in the cab of my pickup sitting out here in the middle of the night in the middle of nowhere? He revealed himself. He's the Son of God. And he lives. Now I need to let my life point towards that. My life needs to reflect that. Not by being the cowboy preacher. That's almost becomes a label and a trap. No, I'm just part of the household of God. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. What would you tell the beggar at the gate today? If you were standing there with Peter or you were standing there with John, what would be your response? Because you'd have to answer the first question before the second. When he said, who do you say I am? What's your answer? That dictates how this goes next. So now you encounter a situation, people, different ones. What's your response there? I don't have any money. That's not an excuse. What do you have? What has God given you? Do you have the keys of the kingdom? Do you even know what they are? Do you know your gifts? Do you know what God can do with you and through you? And are you ready to put those things into practice? Because every morning you're going to get up and you're going to be somewhere. And the only guy that's not going to have to worry about this is the one just going to sit at home and not talk to nobody. Even then, you can sit at home and just pray. That's good. That's a good one, too. What do you got? How many situations do you know of in your life where you would really like for the Lord to intervene in somebody's life? When's the last time you saw that person, you said, look me in the eye here right quick. Look me in the eye. Now get up and walk. Get up and do this. It's hard. It's a little scary. You don't know how people are going to react. You can't predict outcomes. You don't know how it goes. I mean, I wouldn't even read my Bible in my house after I got born again and bought me a Bible. I'd hear somebody coming down the hall and I'd shut my Bible. I was so unfamiliar with the reading of the Bible and people who read their Bibles. In fact, I grew up in a way that you were kind of almost scared of people who read their Bibles. You know, they were Christians and they were, watch out for them people. That's kind of how I grew up. And so when I started reading my Bible, when I met Jesus, I had to go buy me a Bible because I want to know who this guy is. That's how I got so weird. I just want to know who this guy is. Well, I tell you the last thing tonight before I pray. Boy, I'm glad I went in search. I'm glad I hadn't said no to everything. Just so you know, I've said no to a lot of stuff. I said no to coming to Muse U. That's why there's still two big skid marks coming all the way down from canyons. Said no to a lot of stuff and ended up doing it anyhow. Scared to death to speak up, scared to death to say anything. Wasn't qualified. Wasn't able. But the Lord, He stuck with me. I'm not that smart, but I was smart enough not to leave Him. And you know what? We kind of doing a little damage now. There's good stuff going on, and we're ministering to a good church. We're ministering to a good group of people who are listening, and they're encouraged, and they're interested in their Bible, and they're interested in their surroundings, and they're interested in pleasing their Heavenly Father. Interested. That's all He asks. You don't have to outperform anybody else. But you got to do something. Faith without works is dead faith. Can such faith even save you? Something's in here. If you got nothing in here, you got nothing drawing you to the Word of God, you got nothing drawing you to another person, you're cold, you don't care, man, call on Jesus so He can somehow find the sweet spot, somehow open that door, somehow give you your life back. Because let me tell you, having a team roping, I love to rope. Everybody knows that. I'm not a fan. I'm an addict. But one of the greatest parts about that whole deal is it puts me somewhere. Does your life put you somewhere? Horse sales put me somewhere. Football will put you somewhere. Sacking groceries will put you somewhere. Mowing yards will put you somewhere. Fixing somebody's bathroom will put you somewhere. Carolyn got one of the best gigs in town. They go in there to remodel somebody's house, they almost move in with them. I know, I've had them move into my house. I mean, really, when they're remodeling your bathroom, you got to be careful where you leave your underwear, all kinds of stuff. They're just there all the time. You know what happens when you're around each other all the time? Get to know each other. Some really big opportunities. Do you know how many people have nobody to talk to? I mean, I know the stories. How many people have nobody to talk to? Could you be somebody? Yeah. If you can't, man, that's a tough way to live. Tough way to try to serve the Lord. Living stones. The household of God. Because Jesus has been revealed. Now you go. Show them what God gave you. Don't just tell them. Show them. That's all I got tonight. That ought to be plenty. Anybody get anything out of that tonight? Anybody? I hope so. I hope so. This world's a tough spot. There's a group out there that want to tell you it's on purpose. It's not on purpose. Because God desires that all men come to, that all men be saved and then come to a knowledge of the truth. Why is that? Saved and then a knowledge of the truth. Because you got to have Jesus revealed. If that's the desire of the Lord, that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, then all this mess isn't just on purpose. A lot of this mess is here because we let it. We left the gate now. We went to a building called the House of the Lord, and we left out like people who had just done their duty and were done for the rest of the week. Shouldn't be that way. We know better. And we have a lot more to offer. Silver and gold I do not have. So, let me pray and we'll be done. Lord, I want to thank you tonight for this word. I needed it more than anybody, Lord. You knew better than anybody. My heart gets a little cold every now and then. Sometimes, Lord, just be honest, I'd just rather do this with horses than I would people. That's not how you are. So help me do better. To be present for all those around me. That God, that somehow I'd live in a way that you'd be present. Visible. Knowable. Just by being me and being where I am, that you are too. So, Lord, encourage this body, everybody's listening, that we just simply go live our lives, revealing Jesus, revealing you, Lord, offering those precious things that you have so freely given all of us. So, Lord, I thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for this really cool, peaceful time tonight. And we give you praise and glory, Jesus.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.